This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Well, the grass is green, the dirt is raked, the roster is set, and Red Sox great Carl Yastrzemski will throw out the first pitch tonight.
The Red Sox are ready to open the World Series against the St. Louis Cardinals at Fenway, hoping for a repeat of 2004 when the Sox broke the curse and beat the Cardinals in four straight games.
Well, a World Series sweep might be wishful thinking, but to talk about this year's Fall Classic, Bill Littlefield is here, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So these are two great teams. First time since 1999 that the two teams with the best records have ended up in the World Series. They both won 97 games. They look pretty evenly matched to you?
I just don't know. They are certainly two accomplished teams. They both looked very strong coming through the preliminaries to get to the World Series. I'd have to give the edge to the Cardinals. They got to the World Series a little earlier in that respect, and their pitching maybe looked even just a little bit stronger. But I think it's going to be a great series. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so if you give the edge to the Cardinals, Bill, I still have to ask you, though, what advantages do you think the Sox may have over
St. Louis? Big advantage, of course, is that the series opens in Fenway Park. And if it goes seven games, then four of those seven games get played in Fenway Park. And that advantage can't be overstated. The earlier series against the Tigers, they may have won it because it was played in Fenway Park. And lots of managers of lots of different teams have come in and said our hitters don't hit the same way with that wall staring at them, and our pitchers get a little intimidated sometimes by how close that wall is, and so it matters, and that they get four out of seven here, that'll help.
Okay, well, you mentioned pitching, so what about Clay Buchholz? I mean, he's a question mark in the starting pitching lineup right now.
Well, if you were a manager of the Boston Red Sox or the St. Louis Cardinals, wouldn't you want to keep your cards pretty close to your vest and perhaps not give away any more than you had to? Because as soon as you announce who's going to pitch, that gives the other team the opportunity to roll out all the videotape of that pitcher and try and figure out what he's going to do and what he can do. So it's not uncommon to have people say, I'll tell you a little later about that.
Bill, this is the fourth time the Sox have played the Cardinals in a World Series. They lost in 46. They lost again in 67. Of course, they won in 2004. So there's some great history, some great tradition here, right? What do you think?
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that means a lot to fans.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot to the players because, of course, none of them were here in 1946. Few of them in 67. None of them in 67. David Ortiz, I guess, was on the team that won in 2004, but nobody else. So it doesn't mean a whole lot to the players. What's in their kind of mind right now and is, hey, we're beat up from a whole season, but we got here, and we certainly don't want to leave it at that. We want to finish this off and win four games.
Well, might not mean much to them, but as you said, it means a lot to the fans. I was here in 1967,
mm-hmm.
and in fact, it was the beginning of my baseball consciousness. That great World Series, Jim Lomborg, Carl Yastrzemski, the impossible dream team, beaten by the unhittable Bob Gibson.
Among others.
What do you remember about that series?
I remember anticipating that series and thinking there's no way the Red Sox can play with this Cardinals team. Half those guys ended up in the Hall of Fame. They were stronger. They seemed to be stronger at every position.
Right.
The Red Sox had gotten there basically, as you suggest, on the back of Carl Yastrzemski, who hit about 900 over the last month of the season, or at least seemed to. I'm sure he didn't. And the Cardinals were doing it the way great teams do it, a different guy every day, great pitching, great defense, timely hitting, the whole thing. So I remember thinking there's no way that the Cardinals lose to the Red Sox in this series, and yet it went seven games. And it was an incredible series that came down to that kind of tragic, awful sense that you got watching the seventh game, if you were a Red Sox fan, was, oh my gosh, Jim Lomborg doesn't have anything left.
He doesn't have anything left in the tank.
Ended, right.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so history is one thing, records and stats are another. But Bill, how about that rainbow that appeared over Fenway last night? Got to be a good sign.
Whatever gets you through the night. Absolutely. You know, a white cat rather than a black cat crossing in front of number 13 Boylston Street.
We'll take it.
Absolutely.
Because there's never been superstition in sports. Never.
No, especially not in baseball. No.
All right. Game one tonight. That's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear right here on 90.9 WBUR at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. every Saturday. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Anthony.